This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There are so many lovely things to enjoy in summer. Weekend barbecues, trip to the beach or pool, longer days, and a break from the busy routine of work and commitments. But that loss of routine can be tough, and the summer season can also be a lonely time for those who find themselves with just a bit too much time on their hands. If you find yourself struggling with loneliness, it's best to face it head on. Our online journalist, Claire Bruce, has been looking into some positive steps you can take to keep loneliness at bay. Hi, Claire. Thanks so much for writing and thinking about this.
Hey, no worries, Katrina.
So why can this season be a time of increased loneliness for many people?
Well, I think when I first started to write this article, I kind of had single people in mind. And then as I wrote, I thought, you know what, everyone experiences loneliness in some form or another. Mm. You know, whether you're an empty nester, or you're married and your partner's off at work, or you're just feeling alone in your circumstances. And so the season of Christmas holidays, everything that you're used to doing through the year comes to an end. Work's on holidays, so the social contact there has ended. All your social groups, maybe your sports club or those sorts of things.
Yeah, Bible study, book club, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you're a church-going person, often church is a bit deserted at this time of year because all the families are on holidays. So you can find yourself sitting at home, or even if you've booked a holiday, you might be sitting in some lovely location for a week but feel a bit empty and a bit like, oh, there's no one to enjoy this with.
Do you think there's also a bit of unspoken pressure that people feel they should be doing something wonderful and glamorous at this kind of time?
Yeah, and ever more so with social media dominating our spare time. And
the old FOMO.
Gosh, it's such a trap. And look, I'm not the only person I know that often takes a break and shuts down my social medias during times like this, because sometimes there are times when I just need to not see everybody's
in Europe. They're skiing in Whistler.
Right.
They're in Tahiti.
And they're actually not. It's probably only a few of your friends.
But they're the ones posting all the time, right?
And that's right. And you know, we can fall into the trap of resentment and all that. And if it is a problem for you, then it's probably a good idea to shut down that stuff for a while and spend the time building your own life. And one of the recommendations in the story also is set simple expectations. So don't feel like if you hold a dinner party, you have to cook a 5-star meal that's MasterChef worthy.
Right.
And, you know, you have to have fabulous intellectual conversations. Like, there's nothing wrong with a couple of weeks at home where you go out to the movies a couple of times, take the kids to the pool, and maybe have your best friends over for a barbecue. Like, it can just be simple. And, we don't need to put pressure on ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know you've come up with 12 positive steps that people can take. Let's just share a few of them now.
Yeah.
Starting with number one, probably the most important one.
Yeah, planning ahead. Yeah, and the reason I wrote this is I'm notorious myself for sort of clearing my weekends because work feels busy and you just want a gap. And so you don't book anything, right? And then I'll arrive at the weekend and I'll go, oh,
I would
like
one thing. I would like to have some coffee with a friend or something.
Yeah. And then you spontaneously go, oh, go to the movies, and you text 10 friends and they're all busy because clearly they've planned ahead and you haven't. So, yeah, just look ahead to those weekends or those days when you know, I might start to feel a little bit lonely then. So why don't I book something in now? Book the movie tickets. Message your friends. Hook someone in, like plan it, you know, and lock it into your calendar. Mm. And that day will come and you'll have, and then you have something to look forward to for the rest of the week as well, which always brightens things up.
Absolutely. Okay. It's great if you've got lots of friends that you can plan things with, but if you don't actually have that bigger circle.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so many circumstances in life can lead to us getting to a point where we realize, oh, wait, I don't have many friends now. And that can be maybe you're new to town, or maybe there's been a separation or divorce or whatever. Things change. And we sometimes end up, when things are a bit quiet, you need to build new friendships. So it might be just as simple as joining the local gym, signing up for a course. If you're a pet owner, if you've got a dog, taking it for a walk in the park is always a great way to meet people, because people love the dog and it's instant chat.
True.
Joining a church or community group are obvious ones. Taking up a hobby or a sport or an activity that you like the sound of and you want to try, just be a little bit brave. Look around and find, what can I start this year that's new? And also an obvious one is volunteering for a charity, because they're always looking for helpers, and that's always a great way to meet people.
So true. Mm-hmm. All right. And just a couple more ideas briefly, Claire.
Yeah. Look, one of the tips is spending time on the things that you can only do alone. So instead of being completely lonely, we'll just go, okay, I've got this day. Nobody else is around. I'm just going to do some of the things that all year I've been wishing I could do. So it might be tidying up the garden. It might be finishing a creative project or cleaning out that messy cupboard or whatever.
Decluttering. Yes.
Decluttering.
Oh, the photos. Getting to the photos.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Job on the to-do list that never gets done.
Oh, I think everyone's got that.
Yeah.
Self-care. So like taking yourself to the beautician or or to the shops to update your wardrobe or whatever. Things that you don't get time for. And also, this is one that I really like. Creating a surrogate family is a tip that actually kind of comes from my own life, because I found myself a couple of Christmases ago a little bit lonely. And so a workmate was in a similar position and said, let's have an orphan's Christmas. And so we called it our orphan's Christmas. And a couple of days before Christmas, we got together kind of all the people who are a little bit adrift,
okay,
at a loose end, got us together and had a Christmas dinner. And that was our surrogate family. That became our family in a way. And for people that perhaps you've got a difficult family situation where even your family gathering feels a little bit dysfunctional and lonely, your friendships can actually be the most treasured family for you. And so, that's something that I did again this year, and it's a really great way to remind yourself of your go-to people. And lastly, this is something for people who are believers, remembering God's goodness at this time of year. We always need to remind ourselves of the way God has been with us and blessed us through the year. Gratitude is powerful. And if you are finding that loneliness is more of just a passing phase for you and you're really, really struggling, maybe it's causing some depression or whatever, think about seeing a counsellor, or a psychologist, because it's, such a powerful tool that is not hard to do. And I think a lot of believers, sometimes Christians, can be a bit wary of the idea, because I think, oh, well, I have faith, therefore I should be fine.
Right.
But we're also humans. And so we can struggle. And it might be just the thing that you need to do that gets you out of a bit of a hole and helps you start to rebuild and form new connections and a new chapter where you're not as lonely as you're feeling right now. So, yeah, those are some tips that I hope are helpful.
Okay, that's wonderful. Do you know what my grandmother used to say in the Second World War, Claire, which I'm sure you'll agree with, is she'd say, all good things come to an end, so all hard things must too.
Oh, well,
yeah, that's a bit of a mantra too, that, as you said, this too shall pass.
Exactly.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
That's our online journalist, Claire Bruce. We've been talking about proactive ways to tackle loneliness in the summer holiday season. You can find more helpful ideas on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.